You know, a lot of people don't know. Well, they don't know what they don't know. And that gets you in trouble, doesn't it? Because you think you know something you don't know because you don't know what you don't know. So we decided to do something really cool. One of the things that we do that's really cool is we give away 7 foundational videos at easymanifestingmethods.com. And those 7 little videos are based on questions and mistakes people have made over the years. It dovetails really well with the Feel Your Real Power Pack, but you can get those 7 free videos at easymanifestingmethods.com. They take about 10 minutes a day. You'll notice a pattern in what we do. I'm a massive fan of putting in 10 minutes a day. 3.7. We're almost at 3.7 million listens on the podcast. Each episode takes me about 10 minutes a day. ManifestingMasteryCourse.com is designed to change your life, to transform your entire world, to move you from using this as a fix-it tool to giving you a whole new fun way of life in 10 minutes a day. That's ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Here's what I notice. A lot of people try to approach this as work. If I can feel it, if I can listen to brainwave recordings 8 hours a day, study Neville 8 hours a day, feel it real 8 hours a day, light candles 8 hours a day, well, I'm not going to have any time, so I got to do it all at the same time. I'll listen to it while I'm driving. That's all right. Put some investing time in, too. I listen to shit while I drive. I do. But I also take the time to sit and apply 10 minutes a day. It doesn't take much. Neville Goddard teaches that transformation, you can change your state in the twinkle of an eye. He says the state that you most commonly return to is your dwelling place. I keep returning to exploring this stuff more and more. Because that's what Neville did. And you know what? I do put in way more than 10 minutes a day. Because I'm just nuts about this stuff. And I can tell you, I've seen people over the years go from beginner to black belt in 10 minutes a day. And granted, I'm talking like 10 minutes of stretching, 10 minutes of kicking, 10 minutes of punching, 10 minutes of doing form work. You see, that's a little different. That's the world of the physical. And the world of the physical pretty much demands that you put in more than 10 minutes a day if you want mastery at any reasonable pace. But I can promise you this. I've also had black belts just put in 10 minutes a day. In the morning, they stretch for 10 minutes a day. After that, they kick and punch for 10 minutes a day. Took them close to 20 years to get a first-degree black belt, but they did it in 10 minutes a day. Meanwhile, I can promise you this. We made up a little course called Joseph Goddard to the Max. Go there, read about it, watch the little videos. Videos are my gift to you. If you like what you see, dive deeper into the pack. That's Joseph Goddard to the Max. This is about Neville's dad. He had a routine where he would go and he would sit in his Burbese chair and he would imagine specific events of his day having gone his way. And I noticed something. Everyone, while waking up in the morning, is imagining something about their day. Most people are just having vague, dreadful experiences, and then they imagine arguments out of the blue and surviving their day, getting home and having that, but that Budweiser beer. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, in Joseph Goddard to the Max, one of the things that we teach is you take, let's say 5 to 10, let's just say 3 events that you know you will encounter today. See, I got a group call in a few hours. I'm doing the podcast right now. I'll be going to the pool after the group call. Yummy lunch with Victoria. These are the things that I imagine up with my Joseph Goddard routine having gone my way. The days where I have private calls, rent my brain, I imagine every one of those having gone my way, which means I have a very happy, very satisfied client. You see, I measure clients like this. I love people. I love clients who love what I do, pay what I ask, and refer others who do the same. That's the core of my business philosophy, that and being easy to find and impossible to escape from. Because I believe what we're sharing here matters. I used to have PTSD. I used to live in the heroin capital of Pennsylvania. I haven't had PTSD for decades. When I talk to shrinks, they say you must have been misdiagnosed. I used to have scoliosis. They told me I'd be a cripple in my 20s. Right? Still not. I'm 56, doing pretty damn well. Award-winning black belt. Yada, yada, yada. Boom. And you know what? I moved from the Fayette County, the heroin capital of Pennsylvania, to Melbourne, Australia, to a little town, a little suburb called Eltham. Eltham means house of God, as in El Shaddai Elohim. Tham is in home, the home or the house of God. We live in the potter's house. Neville Goddard calls the potter the imagination. We literally live in a house made of mud that was built by a potter. Need I say more? So here's what I imagine for you. I want you to own your day. I want you to start owning your day right now. I want you to start investing 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. But here's the thing. My buddy Tom Pranio, he's the golf guru. And we've had this talk, and you've probably heard this, practice makes perfect. No, perfect practice makes perfect. Practicing mistakes has you get perfect at making mistakes. Practicing the mundane has you get perfect at living the mundane. On the other hand, a little bit of guidance goes a long way. So from what I can tell, we all have three choices. One, hey, you can do nothing. You can do nothing about nothing and expect everything to change. I'm doing nothing. I'm not changing how I think, what I feel. I'm not learning nothing. You can do nothing. Number two, you can try to do it on your own. That's all right. I've got friends that spend a lot of time on Reddit, to YouTube, and so on. You can try to do it on your own. That's cool. My question is, do you want some help? And we offer help in the form of those cool little packs at Neville Goddard's store, Joseph Goddard to the Max. We've got the 90-day programs that take, ironically, 10 minutes a day. Right? ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. You could dive into something like stakes, state stacking. Take about 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there. Just play with it. The little finger exercises in there and the way they functionally organize your manifesting and optimize you and your way of being. Good shit. Years ago, I got tired of the struggle. I got tired of survival. That's what PTSD is all about, survival. When I had PTSD, one of the things that I noticed was everybody's engaged in this struggle to survive. Mine was only extreme because my imagination was out of control. And years ago, I started reading about a man, Neville Goddard, who taught something very simple, imagining creates reality. And one day it hit me, PTSD is nothing more than your imagination out of control. Some people love that I say that, some people hate that I say that. They think I'm not taking it seriously. I'm taking it as seriously as I possibly can. Because I had the nightmares, the terrors, the flashbacks. And I can tell you, you can change your own life, your entire life. You can transform your entire world in 10 minutes a day. That's what I got. I would love to hear from you. My email is at NevilleGoddardStore.com. There's goodies at NevilleGoddardStore.com. That's where I want you to go next. Take 10 minutes and drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. Take 10 minutes and do a Manifesting Mastery course lesson. I'd love to be a part of you changing your world. That's what I got. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. It is October the 28th, 7:11 a.m., and you are listening to the Neville Goddard Podcast. Have a great day. See ya. Oh, yeah. Let us go into the silence. Did you imagine up something lovely? I sure did. I'm imagining getting emails. I'm imagining if you imagine sending one. We'll find out, won't we? Have a lovely day. See ya.